Hi, my name's Joe Sebastian, and I'm here today with the address by the Honorable Lisa Murkowski, United States Senator, before a joint session of the first session of the 31st Alaska Legislature, February 19th, 2019, Juneau, Alaska. And today, it was my intention to critique a few fine points that the senator was just a little vague about. I'll start here with a sentence the senator said, "The shutdown was a reminder of the role the federal government plays in our state and our communities." The senator mentions the government shutdown, but is careful not to mention the ridiculous cause of the government shutdown. And I thought, you know, nobody wants to touch that one. I almost can't blame her for that. After years of concern about the Trans-Alaska pipeline, we are turning a corner and producing oil here in Alaska for as long as our nation and the world demand it will create jobs, generate revenues, and give us time to diversify our economy. As long as the world and nation demand it. That's about what El Chapo said, a demand for a product, never mind that drug use destroys tens of thousands of lives, and never mind that CO2 emissions are destroying all life on Earth. And when does the diversification she talks about begin? What diversification? The pipeline's 40 years old. I'm confused whether she's talking about diversifying into the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge in the Chukchi Sea, or if there was some other kind of diversity worth pursuing. It's just very unclear. Page 3. Another area where we are working towards greater access is right here in the Tongass National Forest. Last year, Department of Agriculture and the Forest Service initiated a state-specific roadless rule. We are pushing hard for a full exemption. This is important as this is our best chance to secure new opportunities for Southeast communities to grow and prosper, whether for timber, renewable energy, mining, or tourism. Access is key, just as it is on our federal lands at the public level. Ooh, now there's something I definitely have a little critique on. The senator is ignoring public outcry to protect the roadless areas as they are. We in Alaska know that roadless areas hold the best hunting, fishing, tourism, and recreational destinations. The public response to the U.S. Forest Service on this issue was overwhelmingly in favor of keeping roadless as is. Besides, it's foolish to think that filling log ships with round Tongass logs bound for China is going to provide a sustainable or long-term growth and prosperity. But to add to this false crisis the senator is trying to manufacture is a real crisis we have here right now, global warming. The roadless areas are invaluable carbon sinks that it would be unforgivingly stupid to clear-cut at this critical moment of CO2 emissions in human history. We kind of need those trees standing, and it just doesn't make any sense. We'll just end with her last statement. "I am honored to be able to work with you to support the efforts of all Alaskans as we break down barriers to access, chart new pathways for our future, and ensure a safer, stronger Alaska for our families." Stronger, safer future. Alaska has no comprehensive or strategic plan to deal with the root causation of climate change or the CO2 disaster causing effects of climate change on our communities, our oceans, and the rest of the world. Governor Walker's climate change panel was an important first step. Although non-binding, it did start the conversation that is critical to Alaskans. As of now, the United States and Alaska are simply drifting in dangerous seas with no rudder. Alaska's federal delegation should receive an F in facing this impending reality. At the World Climate Conference, held in Poland in December 2018, naturalist David Attenborough, now 92, said it best. "Right now, we are facing a man-made disaster of global scale. Our greatest threat in thousands of years, climate change." The accumulation of science-based facts and everyday evidence, such as Alaska is warming at twice the rate of the lower 48, is overwhelming. The backwards and nonsensical policies of our present state government and federal delegation can no longer be termed as simple negligence or partisan viewpoints. Their inability to confront a threat of this magnitude threatens our lives, our livelihoods, and all our futures. It's time that the Alaskan public demand a serious, real response from our elected representatives. The time for pretending is over.